T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Thursday evening alohas to you as we get underway with the fourth and final hour of the Electric Radio program here. And this is, of course, the one we call the bonus hour. But similar to the 3 hours that preceded it, we still invite, encourage, and welcome your input. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. You know, first, it was the pandemic, the novel coronavirus 19 that dominated the headlines. You couldn't turn on any newscast anywhere without hearing about how you had to wash your hands every 30 seconds. You had to, of course, cover your breathing apparatus on your face with a mask and all the other PPE stuff that was going to save lives, because Fauci and Birx and the rest of them, the experts, said 2.2 million Americans were going to die from the Wuhan flu. So first it was the pandemic. Now, of course, it is George Floyd every time you turn around and everything related there. And I think we all understand, of course, it was a tragedy of what happened there. And yet now it's going to be extended with a world tour of funerals to 3 different cities. You know, John McCain laid out a presidential-like series of events after his passing, and this is going to rival that. But my point here is there is a lot of other news that has been drowned out as a result, first, of Wuhan flu, and now of what happened in Minneapolis. Case in point, and I would say stop me if you've heard this, but I know you haven't heard this. This is from May 29th. Okay. An active duty soldier in Kansas was credited with saving countless lives this week when he drove his truck into an active shooter on a bridge. Yeah, I know. Didn't hear anything about this, did you? Master Sergeant David Royer was on a phone call with his fiance Wednesday morning while stuck in traffic on the Centennial Bridge near Fort Leavenworth, when he saw a man ahead of him pull a rifle out of his vehicle and start shooting, Fox 4 of Kansas City reported. The incident was initially reported as road rage, but as police interviewed witnesses, they realized what had really happened. There was an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Leavenworth waiting in traffic behind the event, saw the event unfold, determined it was an active shooter, and intervened by striking the shooter with his vehicle, causing him to be critically injured, ending the encounter with the active shooter, and likely saving countless lives. Kitchens said the shooter, this is either chief of police or sheriff, somebody, said the shooter, who was 37, had multiple weapons and was firing indiscriminately from the bridge. Oh, this is Royer is the name of the guy that stopped it. Said he did the only thing he could think of to stop the shooting. I feel as if most people in my situation would have done the same thing. The soldier's fiance could tell something was wrong during their conversation. I heard 8 or 9 gunshots. I was scared because I didn't know how far this thing was, how this was going to turn out. Sergeant Royer, Master Sergeant Royer, said his 15 years in the Army likely prepared him for the incident. He said he's been trained in active shooter situations. Good thing. Yeah, and we hear nothing about it. Yeah, okay. Just another active shooter. Of course, you know, with all the other headlines being dominated by first Wuhan flu and then the Minneapolis story, it's understandable. Any other circumstance, of course, you know, we would have heard all about it. Now, I mentioned before we went to the newscast, these two New York lawyers were out during the demonstrations in Gotham looking to firebomb police cars. Now they have made bail thanks to a friend of theirs who just happened to be a former high-level Obama administration intelligence officer who has guaranteed the $250,000 bail for one of the New York City lawyers accused of firebombing an NYPD police cruiser early Saturday, calling the suspect her best friend. Nice choice of friends you've got there. Lawyers who go around firebombing police cars. The Washington Free Beacon first reported that Salma Rizvi, who served in the DOD and at the State Department during the Obama administration, went to bat for Urooj, U-R-O-O-J, Urooj Rahman, who was arrested this weekend alongside prior Cashman associate Colin Ford Mattis. Prior Cashman is a law firm that he used to work at. Rizvi, an associate at the law firm Ropes and Gray, told the court, Urooj Rahman is my best friend, and I'm an associate at the law firm Ropes and Gray in Washington. I earn $255,000 a year. Nice. The Free Beacon noted that according to her biography at the Islamic Scholarship Fund, Rizvi's high-value work would often inform the president's daily briefs. Rahman's biography on Ropes and Gray's website says she was an analyst focusing primarily on sanctioned finance operations. Rizvi also received a scholarship supported by CARE. You know about CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, a radical anti-Israel group, was a fellow at a legal organization that supports boycotting Israel. In 2009, the FBI severed their once close relationship with CARE amid mounting evidence that the group had links to a support network for Hamas. Yeah, those are the guys, you know, talk about you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Rizvi additionally received scholarship funding from the Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowships for New Americans, founded by the brother of the left-wing mega-donor George Soros. Rahman and Mattis are charged with intentionally torching a police cruiser and could each face up to 20 years in prison. Brings new meaning to the expression jailhouse lawyer. Mattis has been furloughed amid the coronavirus pandemic and is currently suspended without pay. Both have now made bail. Evidence in the case appeared strong. The judge overseeing the case acknowledged prosecutors presented the court a photo appearing to show Mattis driving a van from which Rahman allegedly hurled a Molotov cocktail at the police cruiser. I believe in the legal world that's referred to as evidence. Jeez. Now, when I come back on the other side, these two made bail. Even at a quarter of a mil, they made bail because they're well-connected. And Soros has got all the money in the world. He'll put up the bail through somebody else. But there are others who are not even spending a night in jail, thanks to the policies of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Oh, and by the way, he got a warm reception today at the memorial in Brooklyn for George Floyd. That and more is on the way. Bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're in the fourth and final, the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday, 6:21. You know, in the Democrats' never-ending effort to pander to minority votes, they've done all kinds of things that under normal circumstances you would think, well, geez, why are they doing that? That's crazy. This from Fox News. Hundreds of looters and rioters arrested by the NYPD over the past several days have been immediately released. Due to New York's new bail reform law that some say is turning the criminal justice process into a mockery and threatening public safety. Yeah, those who are saying that are those who live in the real world. New York City Police Chief Terrence Monaghan said just about all of the looters arrested will be released without bail. Yeah, no doubt to disappear over the horizon, never to be seen again. Frustrated law enforcement officials across the state say repeat offenders are getting bolder by the day and claim the state's policy gives lawbreakers the green light to commit crimes without consequences. Louis Turco, head of the Lieutenants Benevolent Association, said the violence seen during the demonstrations in New York, and we saw more last night, I think we had a couple more officers shot, is the byproduct of the new law that requires defendants to be released without bail on a long list of misdemeanors and some felonies, including arson and burglary. This has been put in motion by our politicians that have allowed the criminal element to feel as if there's no consequences for any crime that you do, and now you're seeing this coming out, Turco told the Washington Post. Now they go home and tell their friends, hey, I got out the next day. Nothing's going to happen to me. Former NYPD Detective Oscar Odom told Fox News that he thinks it's likely 99.9% of the people who were arrested and released from jail because of the new law have gone right back to looting. But it's not just happening in big cities. 2.5 hours away in Albany, 26-year-old man accused of smashing a $2,000 door and looting a hotel Monday night had been released from the county jail a week earlier, despite having pending charges against him from prior arrests. In most jurisdictions across the country, people who are arrested and charged with crimes are required to put down a refundable deposit to ensure that they will show up for their court date. This is where bail bondsmen came from. If they don't have the cash on hand, they often turn to a commercial bond company that fronts the money on their behalf. If the person arrested cannot afford to pay his or her bail, they remain in jail until their court hearing. In 2019, New York lawmakers passed sweeping changes to the state's bail law because these are poor, underprivileged people. You know, they don't have a lot of cash. That's why they're committing crimes. You know, if the crimes were successful, then they'd have the money to make bail. No, wait a minute. Limiting the number of crimes for which judges could set bail, largely to those who were believed to have committed violent felonies. Almost everyone else, about 90% of the state's arrests, could walk out of jail after being processed. Arson and burglary. You can be charged with those and pretty much walk. And de Blasio, the mayor of New York, has done such an outstanding job during the looting and rioting that's been going on in Gotham. Got a little taste of the real world today from those who have been suffering at the hands of the anarchists, been allowed to roam free in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio showed up today for a memorial for George Floyd. The preacher who introduced him pleaded with attendees to show respect. Let us welcome with respect the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and First Lady Shirlane McCray. Reverend Kevin McCall said, loud booing then ensued as the mayor took the steps to the stage, forcing McCall to add, again, we said, with respect. We said respect. Say it with me, respect. When McCray took the microphone first, the booing subsided. And then, of course, soon as de Blasio got up there, and there we go, the boo birds were back. De Blasio had also received boos as he arrived at the memorial, with crowds shouting, de Blasio, go home, as he walked across the stage. Later, as he tried to address the crowd, his words were barely audible over crowds chanting, resign. Well, you idiots are the ones that put him in office, you know, with all his platitudes of rainbows for everyone. At another point, the crowd chanted, turn your back, and many turned around so as not to face the mayor. Shortly after, de Blasio gave up and ceded the microphone to George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd. Wearing a face mask, bearing a picture of his brother and a Yankees cap, he said, I want to thank God it wasn't his fault, it was his will. I thank God for you all showing love to my brother. Floyd also criticized the destruction. Gee, he beat de Blasio to the punch on that, as if de Blasio is ever going to criticize the destruction. I'm proud of the protest, but I am not proud of the destruction, Mr. Floyd said. My brother wasn't about that. The New York City mayor's taken heat not only from his community, but lawmakers, both left and right, over his handling, make that mishandling, of the riots against police brutality that have ravaged the city for nearly a week. On Tuesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, always looking for a fall guy himself, somebody else to blame so the chickens don't come to roost in the governor's mansion, called the mayor's handling of riots a disgrace and said he has the power to displace de Blasio, though he wasn't going to do it at this time. I don't know what he's waiting for, you know. A Lady Liberty to be tipped off her perch into the ocean? Statue of Liberty dissed. Holy cow. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday. We're gaining on it. End of the work week is nigh. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:38 now. I was kind of distracted there for a minute because for much of the afternoon, I have had canine accompaniment here in my home studio. Miss Megan, usually the door to the office that I use as the home studio is closed so that, you know, if my baby doll Brenda's watching TV and the other part of the house doesn't bleed through, and so that my doing the show doesn't distract from anything else going on any place else in the house. Anyway, usually the door to the office is shut, but today we left it open, and Miss Megan has decided that, hey, you know, it's a good place for me to plop down and take a nap. So, Miss Moneypenny, check out your email, because I just snapped a candid iPhone photo of Miss Megan, who is still soundly asleep at my feet. I don't know what kind of endorsement that is for the show today, but you are welcome to take that photo, Miss Moneypenny, and put it on Facebook or whatever you will, with Miss Megan assisting me with the program today. All righty, let me catch up with the text line here while I have an opportunity. Bobby, I feel the need for a 30-round clip for my 9 milli. Great information as always, Bobby Mack. Be safe, stay focused, buckle up, and God bless. Trump 2020. Gotcha. Bobby, there's a photo posted of what is supposedly a National Guard unit laying down their weapons and taking a knee with protesters. Do you know if this was real or staged and if they were actual soldiers? Yes, is the answer. Well, yes, it was real. And yes, they are actual National Guardsmen. But this happened in Hollywood. Okay? So some loony actress came out. Harkens back to the demonstrations in the late 60s, early 70s, the anti-war demonstrations there when hippie girls would go around and stick a daisy or some other flower in the barrel of the rifle of guardsmen who had been called in to put down the rioting activity. Bobby, Soros is bad, but there are state sponsors who have a worse fate in mind than he does. If anyone thinks that either the Russians or the Chinese won't deal a blow to us through their true believers on U.S. soil, they are dreaming. Hey, Bobby, did Soros's brother collaborate with the Nazis as well? Gotcha. Bobby, why don't we create a rating system for states and cities and rate the response of their politicians and law enforcement in stopping lawless activities? And sadly, wouldn't do much good to rate the reaction of the LEOs because, of course, the mayors, weak sisters that they are, you know, tell the police chief, hey, you know, don't want any minorities injured, let alone killed on my watch, so you guys stand down. For Miss Moneypenny, Google landslide in Alta, Norway, A-L-T-A. It'll blow your mind. It happened yesterday. Just watched it on the Weather Channel. from Jim in Easley. Hey, Bobby, China just passed a law making it a crime, that is illegal, to disrespect their national anthem. Think they're on to something? Did you ever think you would live long enough to see a famous athlete, all-time passing leader in the NFL in passing yards, dissed and forced to apologize for defending the flag? Headline from Fox News, Drew Brees apologizes after visceral backlash over his stance against kneeling during the national anthem. Yeah, here we go. This stuff's going to be back, I guess. Drew Brees apologized today for anyone whom he hurt with his comments about his stance against kneeling during the national anthem in the wake of the visceral backlash he received. Word of advice to anybody in the public eye: these sports reporters are as hardcore leftists as anybody who works at the Washington Post or CNN or BSNBC, and they are always looking to entrap you so that they can make big headlines. In a lengthy message on Instagram, Brees admitted he made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on what we're facing right now as a country. That's nonsense. What he said made perfect sense. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Actually, I thought they were pretty compassionate. Instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing that somehow I am an enemy. This could not be further from the truth, and it's not an accurate reflection of my heart or my character. The veteran Saints quarterback then tried to clarify his stance, saying, "I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality." The systemic racial injustice part is nonsense. The police brutality, well, "and support the creation of real policy change that will make a difference." And then it goes on to talk about this. Is what he actually said at first in this story? Asked Drew Brees what the star NFL quarterback thinks about players kneeling again when the NFL season starts. And Brees said, among other things, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country." You get that? "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country." And so for saying that and some other things about relatives of his who were in the military, fought in World War II and Vietnam, now he has to issue this big mea culpa. "Oh, I'm so sorry. I never should have said it. Was so insensitive. That's not what's in my heart." Baloney. But look at this guy who was the play-by-play announcer for a quarter of a century for the NBA team. We're at Sacramento, right? And a former player for the team asked him what he thought of BLM, and he said all lives matter. And for that, he's now been fired. I'm telling you, George Orwell and the world he described in 1984 are alive and well and being actively employed by the thought police of the left. They are the fascists. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Feel sorry for Drew Brees. Made a mistake. He told the truth. Can't do that anymore, you know. Come on, come with me now as we tick off the few remaining minutes of the Bobby Mack Show here on Thursday in WORD. So they had two memorial services for George Floyd today, one in Brooklyn and one in Minneapolis, and there'll be another one in North Carolina and then another one in Houston, and then finally they will lay this poor guy to rest. And naturally, the left is using this, and they're using Mr. Floyd as a martyr, a symbol for their leftist agenda. But is he a good selection of that? Now, nobody likes to speak ill of the dead, and there have been all kinds of things written and said about Mr. Floyd and his past criminal history, and I have pointed out that he had, if he'd committed previous crimes, he had served the jail time and paid his debt to society. And in any event, the penalty for trying to pass a phony $20 bill is not the death penalty. But the head of the Minneapolis Police Union Tuesday says George Floyd's violent criminal history needs to be remembered and that the protest over his death are the work of a terrorist movement. What is not being told is the violent criminal history of George Floyd. The media will not air this. Police Union President Bob Kroll told his members in a letter posted Monday on Twitter. Floyd had landed 5 years behind bars in 2009 for an assault and robbery 2 years earlier, and before that had been convicted of charges ranging from theft with a firearm to drugs, the Daily Mail reported. Mr. Floyd died last week, of course, at the hands of a white police officer. This terrorist movement that is currently occurring was a long time building up, which dates back years, Kroll said in his letter of the protest, adding that some of his city's issues exist because Minneapolis's leaders, and they've had Democrat mayors there for 50 years, have been, quote, minimizing the size of our police force and diverting funds to community activists who have an anti-police agenda. Our chief requested 400 more officers and was flatly denied any. That is what has led to this record-breaking riot. See you tomorrow to wrap up the work week. Have a great evening. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.